opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sportsmap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
What are the odds Michigan wins it all? 15%. What are the odds of a Loyola versus Kansas matchup? Villanova is basically a better version of Kansas. They're a team that chucks up threes, and Villanova hits them at an absurd rate. They're the best shooting team. They've got they're the best ball handling team. I just think they're a better team.
I've kind of invested in Villanova here.
I hit them at plus 145 once the Final Four started because I said I just can't picture another team beating them. Hey, did you see this thing on ESPN.com? 25 most influential players in the history of the NBA. Here's the top five. Okay. Wilt Chamberlain.
Would not bump Wilt.
Bill Russell.
I would bump Bill Russell.
Number three, Magic Johnson.
Fair. Jordan's got to be one, so.
So you can guess who number two is?
No, who's two?
LeBron James.
Okay. Honestly, I think you can play with that order a little bit with the top three. I have no problem with those rankings, but I could make a pretty compelling case for LeBron as number one.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, great stuff. All available on podcastarena.com. You can you also want to welcome in our Sportsmap 94.1 listeners for hour number three here. And obviously you will need to go to podcastarena.com. Yep. And it looks like the line of storms is moving through the Houston area, but it kind of looks like where we are in kind of downtown Houston is not going to get nuked too hard. It looks like you guys to the north are kind of just looking at the Doppler here, like Humble. And spring kind of sucks up there right now. But, like, all that purple stuff that was coming right for Houston, it's kind of slipping off to the east. So, like, if I were a Channel View person, I'd be worried. So, there's your weather.
I'm not a Channel View person.
So, this story just came over on Culture Map. And
is it about a bean?
No, it's not about a bean.
You would have been so pissed, right?
Well, no, they can write a bean story. Mine's on Sports Map. Go check it out, please. We want to beat Patrick Creighton.
Excuse me.
6:04. That's kind of late in the game for you.
Well, I just finished eating.
And honey. You had honey.
I had honey and cheese and meat.
But here's the headline. It says, these two Houston zip codes rank among the most gentrified in the nation.
Not mine.
Yours? Mine is one of them, actually.
I'm not surprised at that.
It says, the influx of highly educated, well-heeled residents into traditionally more humble communities is nothing new. Last year, Talking Houston centered around gentrification, how to create revitalization, not displacement. A national study names two Houston zip codes in the top 20 most gentrified since the turn of the century.
Is that a good term, gentrified?
I don't know. Because
isn't that essentially code for white people took over this neighborhood?
It kind of is. It's very much like Native Americans.
Yeah.
I kind of feel that way.
So I don't know if it's a good thing if your neighborhood is gentrified. You like your neighborhood to be diverse. And
right, right. And I do think our neighborhood's
like especially culturally diverse.
But, I mean, yes, I am one of the white people who moved into the neighborhood.
Right.
But
and
I also...
You brought a Canadian with you. That's like...
Well, that's as white as it gets.
Double slam.
But, I do feel like my neighborhood is still very diverse, which I like. Now, they're building a whole bunch more down there, so I don't know how long that's going to last. But the two zip codes, one is 77007, which is Rice Military, Memorial Heights, and parts of the Washington Corridor. That ranks number 19 in the nation.
77007?
Yes.
Okay. Mine's 77070.
So you were close.
I was close.
But you're not gentrified.
Yeah.
My neighborhood
before in West Houston was 77077. So I'm all around those sevens and zeros. But
well, most of them are sevens and zeros,
oh, okay.
Just so you know. But my zip code of 77003 is ranked number 3 in the country.
Look at you.
For East Downtown. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a good thing or not.
I mean, I think it is. It's good that they're developing a lot of what used to be warehouses and things like that
right.
into actual housing in downtown or near downtown.
But are they buying out, like, people who live there and building condos where their houses used to be?
Well, like, I know they're building a bunch of condos where Frankel's used to be, where now that they've moved out, like, where a lot of these warehouses are. Now, if you know, like, I bike around there and do a lot of running there, there's still a lot of houses that have been there forever. And it's a little odd. You'll see these big townhome complexes like we have, and then you'll see somebody's house that's clearly been there for 50 years
right.
on the same block. And so there's still a lot of those left, and I hope it stays that way.
Oh, it won't.
It probably won't.
It's going to be like East Austin. East Austin used to be that way, too.
Yeah, well, I noticed, but it's funny because I noticed that in the Heights, it's kind of the same thing. You'll see a lot. You see all these new townhomes going up, but then you'll see these houses that have been there forever. I think it's good as long as you're not displacing people.
Okay. Well, they got to go somewhere.
Well, they do. And the problem is that you're talking about people who, if you work downtown, that's one of the few areas that you're close to downtown. If you can't afford a, you know, some people can't even afford a car. It's easy to get downtown from there. It's the bus trip is
right.
5 minutes. If you keep pushing those people further and further out, then they're going to have to get jobs further and further out. They're
right.
not going to be able to work downtown. So I'd see the concerns with it. But, yeah, and I feel no guilt over it because somebody was going to buy that townhome.
Of course.
And, you know,
some other white guy would have bought it if you didn't.
You know, probably a less understanding and fun white guy.
Right.
Probably somebody who's just cranky all the time and, you know, doesn't like the neighborhood.
Lamont says, your neighborhood is basically what we used to call Fourth Ward. We would buy our pills and weed from over there. So that's good.
Yeah.
You can get pills and weed in your neighborhood.
You know, I haven't been able to buy them in my neighborhood. I still have to go outside the neighborhood for my weed. But, I think all that was down there before was there was just like a warehouse district, basically. And there's still a bunch of that down there. And some people are just sitting on some of those and waiting for the price to keep going up, which I think at some point it's got to level out.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's an interesting area. I like it down there. I like being close to downtown, and I like the diversity of it. But, wow, this rain is killing traffic as always. 2-hour drive from University of Houston to Katy on I-10 West.
Ugh.
Yeah. Now, Ray Ray says, I grew up in 77003. It was a warehouse business district, so you're not really running anybody out. Well, not yet.
No, but
the people
there's houses
are there.
Those houses will get bought up.
Yeah. What I have noticed is that people who grew up there hate the term Edo. They say it's East Side. It's like, you don't call West Downtown Weedo.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of with them on that. So I try not to use that term. But
well, you're trying to fit in.
I am. I want to be part right. of the neighborhood.
And you don't want to be like that neighborhood. There's a lot cool about it, but there's also a lot of douche about it. And you don't want to add to the douche factor.
We don't really have the Midtown douche yet. They're coming though. I mean that's
okay.
Next. Yeah.
You've got a different kind of douche.
Yeah, we have hipster douche.
Yes.
Midtown has hipster trust fund douche.
Yes.
Those are much worse.
Right. So. Your hipsters have like they're like white kids with dreadlocks and really skinny tight jeans.
Yeah.
You've got those kind of people.
Yeah. And beards. They all
everybody's got a beard.
Oh, long beards.
Yes. Yeah. Oh yes.
Even the women.
And it might be dreadlocked.
Yeah. That happens. But all right, so let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
This is a really strong gem day. I've got about 10 things that I have listed under Gem of the Day possibilities. But I kind of want to do this beer thing, but I think I'll save the beer thing.
Okay.
And instead we'll go with a 54-year-old Ohio woman was arrested. LaDonna Huguette.
I don't like that name, LaDonna.
You wouldn't like her face either.
Okay.
She looks like a clown that just only took off half the makeup.
Oh, yeah.
And she looks like 54-year-old Ohio woman would.
Okay.
Like, she could be playing right guard for the Browns.
She looks like Xavier Suofilo.
Only she's probably more effective at the position. But she was arrested at a Carousel Park in Richland, a city midway between Columbus and Cleveland. She appeared intoxicated. She went to have her photo taken with the Easter Bunny.
Okay.
And as she was...
She's a little old for that, but...
Yeah, well, apparently...
Whatever floats your boat.
Well, what was floating her boat was attempting to do nasty things with the Easter Bunny.
Ooh.
She said she allegedly made lewd comments to the bunny, then drunkenly hopped on a carousel.
I want to ride your Peter cottontail.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh. I'll show your tortoise how to beat that hare. Yeah, so she was, officers confronted her. She displayed various signs of intoxication, like slurred speech, bloodshot eyes.
Are you a jack rabbit?
In a generally wobbly demeanor, she was arrested for public drunkenness and booked into the county jail. Why did she bugs that bunny?
I don't know. That was so uncalled for.
She got herself in a hairy situation?
I think we used that one already, John.
Well, yeah, I mean, the tortoise and hare kind of thing.
John, you ruined the game today.
I'm sorry.
It's because we're on location and you're not. It's hard to play the game when we're not all in the same room. That's all right.
Yeah, we tried, though.
Yeah.
Listen. Put some effort into it. And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
His ears were the only thing floppy.
I'm sure she's spent most of her life breeding like a rabbit. All right, guys. Enough of this bunny nonsense. Have you ever wanted to go to the Masters? I bet Phil Garner's wanted to go to the Masters. I bet he's gone.
He's probably been.
But
yeah.
he could go next week.
He's a millionaire.
He could go next week.
He could.
And you know why? Because one concierge could set him up. He could go to the Masters on a private jet directly from Houston to Augusta.
That would be sweet.
Yeah, forget that flying into Atlanta and that long drive. Ground transportation to a premium hotel. So private flight, premium hotel. And, of course, you get 2 or 4 day passes to the Masters. And guess who's playing? Tiger. So, you know, that's a hard ticket. Those hotels are always hard to get to. And you throw in a private jet. That doesn't suck, guys. And golf is – you have other options, including golf at one of Augusta's premium courses, unlimited entry into the best 5-star hospitality club in all of Augusta, gourmet food and beverages, plus any group of 8 comes with a Masters host home with a private in-home chef. You can come in and make whatever you want. So get some buddies together. Go to the Masters with one concierge. This is a really, really cool company. They do trips like this all the time. So you want to start checking off sports bucket lists? Let's check off the Masters next week. Let's do it right now. Here's the website, jets4golfers.com. That's jets, the number 4, golfers.com. It's your turn to go to the Masters, jets4golfers.com, and take the trip of a lifetime.
That. To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Mike Golic and Trey Wingo.
The process, once again, working. Playing in his 5th career NBA game, his first since really the end of October. Rookie Markelle Fultz, number 1 overall pick for the Sixers, became just the 2nd player in the shot clock era since 1954-55 to record 10 points and 8 assists in less than 15 minutes.
Yeah, the other was Kevin Porter back in 1980. And this is one I have to believe, Mike, is going to be way more mental. Physically, we see that shot. That, you know, you saw the video of him in practice and the shot, how at times awkward it looks with the shoulder and the whole deal that he's had. But getting him back, dishing out those kind of assists, bringing the ball up as many times as he did, But I still have to believe the mental hurdle here has to be huge.
Hear more from Golic and Wingo tomorrow morning on ESPN Radio.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she-shier she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now. Without the contract or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
The 2018 golf season is here, and Edwin Watts Golf has the newest gear to improve your score. Go Rogue with Callaway's newest jailbreak technology, now available in their fairway woods and hybrids. TaylorMade introduces twist face technology in the new M3 M4 drivers, designed for straighter distance. Ping continues to push the envelope of innovation with the new G400 Max driver, Glide Stealth wedge, and Vault 2.0 putter. Buy with confidence at Edwin Watts, knowing every purchase is backed by a 90-day 100% guarantee.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask, like, two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Hey, what's better than hitting a hole-in-one? I got it. Winning a VIP trip to the 2019 Masters. That's what you can do at the first annual Golden Hearts Charities Golf Tournament benefiting local Hurricane Harvey heroes and Team Rubicon. Come play a round of golf with me, John Granato, and real local celebrities like Larry Durker and Dan Pastorini. Lunch, dinner, and drinks provided. Plus, awesome auction items like VIP trip to the 2019 Phoenix Open and a signed Altuve jersey. It's going to be an awesome time for a great cause. For details, sign up at ESPN975.com.
Darling Way presents Here's Your Masters of Love, Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
And we are back on the Blitz live here at the Hyatt in the Galleria. And, okay, I'm just going to do two last ones and then we'll move on to Beth. Peyton Girl Texas says, no, I'm a Peter Rabbit. And somebody said she just wanted to go on a bunny moon.
Oh, I see it. Yeah.
What's up, Beth?
Oh, hi, guys. I'm so flabbergasted. I told you, I came in, and for the first time ever, I was more excited to see somebody else besides you and AJ, Fred.
I noticed.
I saw Phil Garner.
Was Phil Garner's wife upset that you were so excited?
I don't think so. I was so excited to meet her, too. They've been married for 48 years.
That's amazing.
Happily married for 48 years? That's incredible. With all
that
the
is.
Moves and everything that they've done, and he was traveling.
He's on the road. Oh, yeah.
They have three kids. And no, she's awesome. And so... I don't know. I got so excited because my mother really was an Astros fan for, I don't know, 30, 40 years until she passed away. I said she used to walk the dog at night and take the little portable radio with her at 10 o'clock to listen to all the Astros games. She watched all of them all the time. And she loved Phil Garner and just thought he was the most upstanding, amazing guy. And my mom's name was Carol. And that's his wife's name. So it was just, so I was so excited. And my mom passed away. And I just... And, you know, she was not really into sex. She really loved baseball. She was not so into sex. So I think she passed away before I started this business. I think she would be taken aback by what I do. And the fact that her crazy, wild, silly daughter talks about sex, and that's how she gets to meet Phil Garner, is the funniest thing ever. And I just think she's laughing. And we didn't get along very well when she was around for a lot of time, but now I feel like she just laughs with me. So now I'm feeling her. It's the coolest thing. And so I almost cried meeting him. It was freaking amazing.
Look at you.
I'm so emotional. I'm so emotional.
I
know. It's so beautiful. Yeah. I kind of want to just take
a picture. Phil Garner's like Elvis to you. I love it.
Well, because
he's
of
like
my mom,
only,
right?
Only a little more alive.
Oh, yeah.
You're like one of those little girls that, like, when they see the Beatles, they pee their pants.
Oh, yes.
Except with Phil Garner.
Yes, it's a good thing. I just
like
went to the
80s baseball players. You're like, oh, my God, I'm so excited. Yes. I just peed all over myself.
I did. I, like, bolted in here. I was like, where's Phil Garner? Did he leave?
Oh,
and he's like, there he is. I was like, I didn't even say hello to y'all. It's
imagine
crazy.
Imagine if Will Clark or somebody like that came in here.
I know. I don't even know who Will Clark is.
Apparently, according to Phil's wife, Will has body odor.
He doesn't shower.
No, I don't know. But then we didn't even talk about the fact you said on air that Phil looked like all, you know, gussied up.
Yeah, he looks snazzy.
Snazzy is the word you liked. But you didn't mention he's in purple.
I absolutely did.
No. When I was here, you said that. But
no,
you didn't
we said on the air.
Well, I didn't listen. I heard
that's what
Phil
you get
Garner,
for tuning
like,
out.
Crazy. I was like driving, like, you know, and I drive fast anyway in my purple car, and then he's here wearing these beautiful purple shirt and purple pants. And
were you hoping that when you got here that he wouldn't be married, that that Carol wouldn't be here, like she wouldn't exist?
No. You know me better than that.
Okay.
So you didn't have
a fantasy relationship with Phil Garner?
No, it's just because my mom loved him.
Okay.
My mom
that's
just
good.
Loved him. And
that's good.
Like, I couldn't remember.
That would have been really disrespectful.
No, I'm not. No, I wanted them to come on the radio show. I told Carol if she'd come talk about what it takes to be married for 48 years. And
are you going to talk? Will they talk about their sex lives?
I don't know. I didn't. I had a tiny little bit of restraint, and I didn't ask her that.
I always tell you, anytime you can get into the sex life of a celebrity,
yeah,
everyone is interested.
Well,
I mean, you see what's going on with Trump right now. Everyone. Everyone
that's not
wants
the kind
to know.
Of sex I like. I know.
Oh, I love it.
I don't like that. I don't like that dirty, yucky stuff. I want the
dirty.
Happy stuff.
You don't like getting spanked with a magazine. You don't like that.
No, if it's with somebody that you actually love or you care about,
oh,
you know
no.
me.
This
like,
is just with strangers. You just met.
Like random, yucky. No, disrespectful. No.
What
that's
about
not
the
it.
What about the no. girl? The other girl who's they? She was sort of in love with him. That Karen McDougal.
I don't know.
I don't like that.
I don't want to talk.
There was nothing yucky about her.
No, it's the relationship. Like, you know, I don't like cheating. I just feel like it's hurtful
right.
and stuff. And I don't like hiding, and I don't like shame. And so this whole
thing,
I just
wanted more answers
like
from
it.
The whole thing. I wanted to know about the president.
I want to know about them. I want to know about happy stuff. I want to know how you love someone when they're traveling and you still have to take care of three kids at home and you're mad at them for not being there and you still love them anyway. How when she talked about, like, he had to get on a plane. They trade him, and he's, like, gone. And she's like, hello? I've got a whole house. I've got kids. What the heck? And you just go. And, yes, you get to go play baseball. And you get to look cute in a uniform.
Yeah.
And have women, other
very
women,
cute.
Fawning all over him. And they're like, and you're like, you know, you're leaving your socks and your underwear on the floor when you're home. And, you don't, you know, they don't see that. And they just think you're hot as heck. And, you know, my mother adores him, but she doesn't know his faults.
Here's how she got lucky.
That's the stuff I want to
Here's
know.
How she got lucky. 90% of women won't go for a guy with a standalone mustache. She's in that 10%.
Well, wait, AJ.
And that she knew that the pool out on the road was really small for Phil. Like, you know, how many girls are going for a standalone mustache?
This was the 70s and 80s, man. That was the thing.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Oh, no. Oh, he was long?
Oh.
Did he have one of those handlebar things? Wow.
No, it was pretty much this.
He had a big, bushy red mustache. Did you like the way it felt on your face?
And by face, she doesn't mean face.
Oh, man.
Oh, Beth, look what you've done.
But right, she
you've
should.
You've embarrassed our
put
guest.
It, no, put it this way. If she didn't like the way it felt, I assume he wouldn't have it.
I don't know. In the 70s and 80s, you had to have a look if you were a ball player.
Yeah.
I think you had to have the perm. There you go. You didn't have to have that. So
you had to have
me.
Something. You had to have some kind
yeah.
of a look.
No, I'm pretty sure. And she's so cute, too. Look, she's got beautiful skin. She's got a sparkle in her eyes. And what do I tell you guys all the time? What's really healthy? Right? Orgasm.
Oh.
Love, sex is actually one of the healthiest things you can do. It makes you look 10 years younger. It's amazing. And it's really good.
It's not working for me.
Me either. I was going to go with not dying as being healthy.
I mean,
I still look old. I keep looking in the mirror and, like, I look 10 years older than I really am. I'm 37. I look like I'm almost 50. It's not fair.
Really? Do you look like you're my age?
Yes!
Ooh, I like that.
It's radio. It does it to you.
Yeah.
It's the stress of radio.
Oh, that's right.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's hours a day. It's brutal.
Yeah, I know. I feel
it's
so
like breaking
sorry
rocks.
For y'all. I know. So sorry. Yeah, it's really tough. But anyway, I love radio. I'm so glad to be here today. I just can't even tell you guys. So thank you so much.
What's going on your show this week?
So this week, we are on Love and Laughter with Beth. We're talking about embarrassing sex questions. Maybe, you know, silly things like, you know, maybe it should be me saying all the silly, embarrassing things I say to other people. But I had a woman this weekend who's, you know, in her 60s and something, and I start talking as I do because I blabber about everything I do and everything, and she says to me, is it usual for women after menopause to get kind of dry down there? And I about dropped my glass. Like, she's a professional woman. She's really smart, well-educated. She's been married for 30-something years, and I feel so sad that she's been in menopause for a long time, and she's never had this question answered, and I just thought, this is shameful. So this weekend we're doing basically embarrassing sex questions. Whatever people find embarrassing, they don't know who else to ask, I want them to ask me. So they can email me at beth@loveandlaughterwithbeth.com. They can email me at beth@darlingway.com. They can post it if they want. I don't care. They can call in. We're going to do it live, 10 o'clock on Saturday night.
I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, that's a Bill O'Reilly quote.
Oh. Oh, well. But
Bill O'Reilly,
seriously,
also very sexy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, no. But, okay.
Oh, my.
Okay, but no, so people can ask, and they can ask about, what are some of the weird things? Sex during somebody's menstrual cycle.
Okay.
I'm sure we'll get questions.
I think you should save those for your show. I think that's a great
idea. Well, I'm just saying, just different. Well, okay, what about men? Like, if they're having trouble getting it up or something, right?
I think you should save those for your show.
How can they do?
Yeah, what do we do?
So men who have trouble.
Yeah.
So you can think about why. So sometimes it's alcohol. Sometimes it's because you've eaten too much. Sometimes it's lack of sleep.
Okay.
Sometimes the Anaero's prostate massager will always help with that, amazingly. Sometimes it's the pressure. If they've had the trouble in the past, then they come into it and they're all uptight and things just don't work. So I would tell them to stop, take orgasm off the table for that time and find other ways of touching and connecting and having sexy fun. But alleviating the pressure, because typically they'll find out that they'll.
What if I call in and say, "Listen, I have a really small penis.
Yes,
it's super, micro penis.
Okay,
and I cannot satisfy a woman with it.
Uh huh.
What do you recommend?
Well, so if you called in, I would
surgery.
Say one. No, so, but I would say, how do you know you can't satisfy a woman?
Because
right?
I know, I've never done it.
Okay, well, so there are some different techniques and there are some different positions where even a small penis might be able to still get in and hit some right spots, right? Because a G-spot is not very far.
I don't think you understand how small mine is. I mean, it's...
I think there are very few that are really, really like that minuscule. I told you, 95% of men are basically within the range of sort of average between, say, 5.5 to 6 inches when erect.
Is that like the size of the button on my jeans? Because that's where I'm at. Is it like a roll of dimes? Is that...
I'm not very good at spatial. I'm a woman, right? So 6 inches, I said this, you know, whatever. But then they also actually have sheets. So if somebody really does have trouble getting fully erect, or if they really are smaller than their partner prefers, or even once in a while, there are sheets that you can put on, and they're hollow, so you can put your penis in, and it'll give you more fullness in something for her. But otherwise... one thing about a small penis is that it can make other kinds of pleasure kind of fun. So it can make it easier for somebody to orally stimulate.
Okay.
And quite frankly, it can, you know, there's some
so
tushy,
that's where I need
there's
to
some
practice.
Tushy time that can be happening that might be a really good thing.
My.
Right? And that's for an advantage, because otherwise women are like, oh, I won't do that because so-and-so, right, it's too big or something.
Right.
Well, there's no complaining there.
Okay.
So there's always, that's the thing. But if we just talk more, I told Carol, like, the more we share our love stories, the more we grow love stories, and we want more love stories. I think that's my mission. You know that. So, and anyway, I just totally
you drew a blank.
I totally blanked. Yeah,
that's okay.
But my book, Love and Laughter, Sexy, Meaningful, Fun. I think we hit in the top 10 for nonfiction on Amazon this week. So that was pretty huge.
Good for you.
I was very excited. So, yes. And so, listeners, I'd really appreciate if you've gotten the book. I thank you so very much, and I appreciate it. Please pass it on to other people. Tell people. Give me a review on Amazon. I would really be very grateful for that, because the more reviews we get, then the more they share and recommend it to other people. And I'm afraid we've got this momentum going, but I really want to keep it going so we get some traction, rather than just kind of going, okay, whatever.
What's your goal? So, how many books do you want to sell?
I want to sell
100. As many copies as the Bible?
No, I want to sell 100,000 books this year.
100,000.
It's a little insane, right?
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
How many Acing Racings did you sell, Fred?
I don't have to go back and look. It was like, I want to say 25 or 30,000.
Okay.
See? That's freaking
hard.
Awesome. This is why y'all are, my heroes.
Not me. I don't have any books.
I thought you got, you did an Audible or something, David.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I didn't even, I voiced it. Fred wrote it.
Oh. Fred's a brilliant writer.
Yeah, Fred's a genius. I'm a dummy.
Yeah. Did he tell you that, I forgot if I said, I'm sorry, my memory's terrible. That's the other thing about menopause, by the way, folks, is that women's brains need estrogen. And when we don't get it, our memory fails. But did I tell you that I read his book?
His Acing Racing book?
No. The book that's getting turned into a movie.
You read the whole book?
Because I have attorney-client privilege, yes. And so I'm an attorney.
I haven't even got to read
benefits.
It. Well, but part of it is Beth is helping with.
Dude, we know where bodies are in Vegas together.
but she's helping with investors on the movie, and they need to be able to see it first. So she has to be able to read it to
it's
worthwhile.
All right.
And yes.
Because I want this movie to get made. But I told him when I finished it, I was getting my nails done, and I was crying in public. Well, okay, clearly I cry. I get emotional. But it was so good, and I was.
Was it an emotional story?
It was an emotional story, which I love. It's also got hope. It's got happy stuff. It's got love. It's like I saw Fred's heart. I just loved it. And it was
so good.
She's
leaving out the good stuff, like the mafia.
Oh, I didn't like that part.
Well, and
the cocaine.
Yeah. There's a lot of that and a lot of weed.
There was some hot sex.
Threesomes.
Yeah. There was some hot sex. Yes. Threesomes. I know.
Two guys and a girl or two girls and a guy?
Guy and two girls.
Fred wrote this.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
come
when
on.
I write it, it's about two guys. And
I
it
was
might
just going to see.
It might be you and Fred.
I was
like,
just going to see
is
what.
This
my
happy hump day threesome.
I thought maybe it would be you three.
Oh. I think I'm way too loud and overeager and, you know.
You don't know what
stuff,
Carol's into. She
nope,
might like
I
that
don't,
loud.
No, I would. No. No. If she, like.
I do know she has. I do know she has a sense of humor. Clearly,
she's got a great. No, I don't want to have that. I mean, actually, I want to have this kind of threesome. The kind of threesome that you and I and Fred have, AJ. I want
to
have. This
I refuse
with,
to do it with him in the room.
We're doing it right now.
It's
the best threesome.
Not
I
my definition.
This.
Never again will I have my pants off in the same room as Fred.
Oh my God! That
never
was,
again.
That was so much fun. One of my best memories ever, ever. I just can't believe you wouldn't let me take pictures, and I'm so mad. That I was so respectful, I didn't just ignore you and take the pictures.
Drunk was I?
Huh?
How drunk was I? I don't
you
remember
were,
this.
You were passed out.
No, when he had the remote control.
I had
you
my
were
pants
not
on.
Drunk. Jeez. Yes, and you had your pants. Yeah.
I,
awesome.
I was going a completely different place there
no,
with that.
No.
Yeah.
No. So I want them to come on my radio show, and then we can have that threesome. I would love that.
Well, I would love it too. Yes. I would love to hear.
And then I'd probably ask him about like. Stories from baseball players and sex
stuff. Which baseball players had the biggest?
No, see, you're so caught up in size. I don't want to know that. I want to know about what do they do? Like women, I'm picturing these women are really just throwing themselves and taking off their clothes. I don't know. Like I just can't imagine.
That's how it is. That's how it is for radio guys.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I would imagine it's similar.
Yeah, groupies and stuff.
Yep.
I could see that.
Lighting them off all day.
A lot of things happen in that bullpen. Yep.
Yeah, when they're traveling, I don't know. So, yeah, I want to know all these things.
Well, tell people where the shop is, Beth.
Where is the shop? I have to, ooh, okay, sorry, I was thinking locker room and, bullpens and all sorts of things.
Where is your brain today?
There was that movie Bullpen, right?
That's a made-up movie.
No, what was
Bull
that?
Bull Durham?
Bull Durham.
Yeah.
Bull Durham, Bullpen, yes.
That's a sexy baseball
That
movie.
Was a very sexy, that's where my head was.
Okay.
Okay, but the shop. Darling Way.
You know what else is a sexy baseball movie?
What?
The Rookie.
Oh, no, but I love that. But you know what? I've read more baseball. I love those. But I've read more baseball biographies, actually more sports biographies than probably anybody, because in elementary school and junior high, I just read every single biography in the library. And Mickey Mantle, Babe Ruth was my hero. I played first base when I played softball, and I wanted to play first base and be the first female baseball player in the, you know.
One thing I respect about Babe Ruth and Mickey Mantle is they would play drunk.
They did everything.
Yeah. That's tough.
I wanted to party with Mickey Mantle. It's too bad his liver went out before mine, because I would have loved to have gone out and party with that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want yours to last longer. But, do you know, and they used to have, like, they had stories about, like, the baseball players. There was some guy, I think at the Dodgers, one of the New York teams. Again, my details are terrible. But a manager there, and he would play, like, he played a midget that played baseball.
You can't say
that. Oh, I forgot a little person.
Yeah.
I'm
wrong
so sorry.
With you?
That was Bill Vick in Chicago that did that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then Yeah, and they did all sorts of crazy things on the field, and they played all sorts of players.
I think the little guy's name was Eddie Goodell. I may
Eddie
be wrong.
Something.
How do you remember this stuff, Fred? You're freaking awesome.
I'm a fountain of useless knowledge. I remember weird things. I can't remember my wife's birthday.
Yeah.
But or our anniversary, apparently, or whether or not we're even still married. But things like that just pop into my head.
Okay, so I read all these books and stuff, and I loved them, and I still don't remember. Although I did, I remember the one-armed baseball player at the Angels.
Jim Abbott.
Yes. Well, I forgot his name, but I remembered that. Anyway, I loved all those crazy stories.
Do you remember hearing about Daryl Strawberry banging chicks between innings in the tunnel of the behind the dugout?
No.
Oh, yes.
No.
Speaking
really?
Of, speaking of size, I hear Daryl
cocaine's
was
a hell of a drug.
Eddie Goodell.
Okay, see, I want to ask Phil, did that really happen?
Phil doesn't know. He wasn't in the. Well, he wasn't back there with Daryl. What do you think he was?
Well,
Daryl's bat
these
boy?
These things really happen? Like, what would a manager do? If he was the manager of the Astros and he caught one of his players having sex in
if he were the manager of the Astros and had, like, prime Daryl Strawberry on his team, you deal with whatever nonsense prime Daryl Strawberry's got.
Well, but do you say don't do that? Because
no, you say whatever
you say,
makes
hurry
you,
up so that you can
makes
get
you
back
hit
on
home
the field.
Runs, Daryl, get out there.
Just make sure you're up when it's your time in the order, buddy.
Finish quickly, Daryl.
God, I can't.
Do you keep a stack of condoms and things so that at least you keep your players
I don't.
Safe?
Oh,
well, no, if you're the manager.
Phil can't be responsible for Daryl's
penis.
Wants
to. He wants to keep playing, right?
That's too much.
I mean,
that's
a
too
lot
much.
Of,
he's still got to manage the game.
Right, but he wants his
now,
player to be
have,
there, and if his player gets all these
no,
diseases and
that's
stuff,
like a,
that's not going to work.
That's like an assistant coach's job to keep up with that. The
oh, well,
manager's
okay,
got,
but the
yeah,
manager's
got to
keep the, you know, the assistant manager.
That's a bench coach needs to do that. Yeah.
That's
well, but anyway, I don't know.
How do I pull Eddie Goodell out of my memory?
I don't know. That's pretty good. That was really awesome, and he got Jim Abbott, and I like I said, anyway, it's crazy, but so many fun things, so. Yeah, I wanted a point and, like, yeah, and then hit that ball all the way out there. God, that'd be awesome.
Did you ever do it?
No.
Well, I hope so. She talks about sex.
Oh, I do talk about sex, right?
Right.
I talk about sex because I couldn't make it as a baseball player.
You didn't.
This went over everybody's head.
No,
we got it.
All right, Beth. Appreciate the time, as always.
All right, I'll be much calmer next week, I think. Yeah.
When
but
are
this
you
is fun.
Ever calm? what's that, Jung?
Bill Advisor is what he's saying. And I got to tell you about Bill Advisor, the weekly winners. Every few days, I like to tell you who's actually made some real money out there. And this week, we got a couple good ones, guys. And this could be you. This, you know, everybody is capable of saving this money. And Bill Advisor does it for you. All you do is text the word Bills 313131. You text the word Bills to 313131 or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving. And you could be like Greg M. from Kingwood, who saved $1,701 on his TV and cell phone bills. Conrad B. from Pasadena saved $2,368 on TV, cell phone, and energy. And Jerry W. from Simonton, Texas, saved $2,682 on his TV, internet, and cell phone bills. That could be you. You could save that dough. All you got to do is text that word bills 313131 or visit BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving. That's text the word bills to 313131 or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving now.
So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place that feels the tears, the place you lose your fears, yeah.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now at Advance, tax season savings are in full swing. Get 30% off any oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of premium oil from Castrol, Mobil, Valvoline, or Pennzoil starting as low as $21.99. Only at Advance or participating Carquest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer.
Oh, silly. We're so much more than a sex shop. Guys, it's Beth from Darling Way. You know Darling Way. It's an elegantly romantic, playful, sexy boutique all about passionate relationships, intimate connections, and yes, sexy fun, too. Our quaint cottage in the Heights makes everyone feel right at home, and everyone can have more romantic fun in and out of the bedroom. Rediscover passion at Darling Way, 3423 White Oak Drive, or at darlingway.com. Darling Way. You open the door, we'll show you the way. Darlingway.com.
Hey, foodies, don't miss the 5th Annual Culture Map Tastemaker Awards presented by Woodford Reserve on Wednesday, April 4th at Silver Street Studios. Experience the celebration of the top restaurant and bar talent in the city, emceed by Houston icon Bun B. You'll sample exquisite cuisine from 20 of the best restaurants in Houston, such as State of Grace, Abuzi, and more. Tickets are still available. Visit culturemap.com/tastemakers to get yours today.
The Perry Winkle Foundation's One Team, One Dream Championship Gala is Saturday, April 14th at the Royal Sonesta Hotel. Show your support as Perry Winkle celebrates 35 years of providing programs that positively change the lives of children, young adults, and families challenged by cancer at Texas Children's Hospital. Log on to periwinklefoundation.org for information, gala tickets, tables, or just make donations. You'll aid more than 14,000 kids and their siblings in camps, arts, and survivor programs.
Hey, Lance Erlein here. If the Masters is on your sports bucket list, well, let me tell you about One Concierge, because they put together amazing trips that you and I normally wouldn't have access to, like the ultimate VIP golf excursion to Augusta, charter jet travel from Houston to Augusta, ground transportation, premium hotel accommodations, and of course, 2 or 4 day passes to the Masters. For more information, go to Jets4Golfers, that's the number 4, Jets4Golfers.com. That's Jets4Golfers.com. Don't miss out on this opportunity, Jets4Golfers.com.
John Granato here from a good friend, Mark Klein at Klein's Jewelry. If you have an anniversary or birthday coming up and need a gift, then go see Mark at Klein's Jewelry, an independent store owned by Mark Klein and a family business since 1969. Rings, pendants, bracelets, watches, diamonds, rubies, sapphires, and more. They can also do custom design work, all in-store for the best in prices and customer service. Klein's Jewelry, located at 5868 Westheimer, or give Mark a call, 832-316-1388, 832-316-1388, KleinsJewelry.com.
Sawgrass is now offering a grilled pineapple margarita. The name alone should make you stop what you're doing and head to Sawgrass. It starts with a 24-hour infusing process, and right before serving, the always friendly Sawgrass bartender takes their ice shaker and vigorously wakes up the ingredients to its ice-cold optimal drinking temperature. So whether you're celebrating something big or just ending the week, make the grilled pineapple margarita your new drink choice at Sawgrass Steakhouse.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, heavy rains across the city are making for slick streets and causing major slows on the highways. On I-10, the Katy Freeway westbound from Silver, it's 75 minutes to the Grand Parkway. And on 288, the South Freeway southbound from downtown, it's 50 minutes to Pearland. This traffic is sponsored by Beautyrest. Find great deals on new Beautyrest mattresses during the Beautyrest introductory event. Find a retailer at beautyrestretailers.com. Get yours at Mattresses for Less in Houston, Katy, Springer, Webster. From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I'm Alicia Alanis.
Hey guys, I have to tell you about Texans Can Academies. They change lives every day. They graduate thinkers. These are schools, they take in kids who have dropped out elsewhere or are going to have to drop out, and there's a lot of reasons for that. And a lot of these are really good kids. Some of them had trouble getting to school, so you see, our Texas Can Academies works around that. They get them bus passes so they can get to school. Some of them had to get jobs to support their family. Well, they adjust their schedule so they can take their classes, graduate, go on and do great things, even go on to more education, get great jobs, and that's what they do. And the cool thing about it is you can help. And by your help, all they're looking for is a vehicle you're not using anymore. Any kind of vehicle, car, truck, motorcycle, RV, tractor. You got a Sea-Doo back there that's not running anymore. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. It doesn't matter. You have a four-wheeler. Doesn't matter if it's been flooded and doesn't start. and maybe you were thinking about fixing it, or you were going to give it away to a friend, or you're going to try to sell it, well, donate it. Because here's what they're going to do. They're going to come and tow it free of charge. And if you can hear my voice on the radio, they'll come get it. It's that easy. And not only that, they take care of all the paperwork. You can sign up online, and it takes less than, I mean, just minutes to get it done. And your donation's tax deductible, which always looks good on those. When you get that tax return and you're able to deduct that, man, that's awesome. And if you donate today, how about this? $50 Visa gift card. If you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, tell them you want to be the next Blitzer to step up and donate your vehicle. 713-225-4226. It's so easy. And the Blitzers have been great at this, so just keep it up. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One final segment to go in the show. Man, it's been a fun show. Eric Sandler showed up, did a great job right up until he insulted A.J. Phil Garner showed up. He did a great job. Beth showed up. She did a great job right up until she insulted Phil and Carol Garner.
Yeah.
And me.
And you. She always insults you.
Yeah, but that we
you're so sensitive
that.
To her.
I'm just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That's all. Hey, come join us at Tastemakers April 4th at Silver Street Studios. We'll have amazing cuisine from Houston's top restaurants with an open bar. An open bar to get blitzed, you say? Don't mind if we do, says John. Tickets are on sale now for only $55 at culturemap.com/tastemakers. Grab tickets while they last because tickets at the door are $65. Man, that is just a hell of a deal. $55, you get to taste all this great food. You get to an open bar, which, my goodness, if you're a blitzer and you can't go through $55 worth of the quality of alcohol they're going to have there, shame bell for you. And you get Bun B.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this just.
And Fred.
And I will be there.
I think I'm going to be there.
Awesome. So there you go. David Gow will be there.
Yes.
He's always there.
Oh, bye.
So, yeah. All right. Let's wrap up the show the way we do every Wednesday. Let's celebrate.
Let's close our eyes.
The famous people who have passed away during the last week. Not technically during the last week, but they passed away this particular
this week.
Calendar week.
Right. In some
history.
Year.
Yes. So, first we go to 2002. Dudley Moore. English actor and comedian. He was in 10 and Arthur. Dead at 66. Not a good run.
Not a good run at all for Dudley.
One of the best lines from Arthur. Isn't fun the best thing to have?
Of course.
Of course, they made the regrettable remake with Russell Brand.
Yeah.
That was pretty bad. But Dudley Moore, R.I.P. Your sports figures, 2012. Burt Sugar, American sports writer, dead at 74.
Boxing writer.
Yeah, not a good run for him.
74? Yeah. That's a good run.
Yeah, I guess for a sports writer. 2008, Bill Keatley. Mr. Wildcat, University of Basketball Equipment Manager. What is this guy doing here?
This is an off week for us.
Okay, here's an upgrade. Cal Ripken Sr. in 1999.
Okay, respect.
Junior still alive.
Still hanging in there.
As far as we know.
And Billy.
Yeah.
Billy bleep you Ripken.
Good old Billy. Okay, I've not heard of the next guy, so I'm skipping him. All right, we go to Killers or Killed by Famous Killers. 2017, Donald Harvey, American serial killer, healthcare worker who killed at least 37 patients.
Really?
Dies after being attacked in prison at 64.
It happens.
Good run, though, 64, attacked in prison.
If you're a murderer, you make it 64.
He killed 37 patients.
Yeah, that's...
That puts you in the top five, man. All right, here are allegedly our best deaths. Let's see. 2002, Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother of the United Kingdom, dead at 101 years old.
Jeez. That's a good run for anybody.
A hell of a run. 1995, Eazy-E, dead at 31. That's a big name.
Eazy Mother Bleepin' E,
yep.
East Side, South Compton.
Here's another good one. 1980, Jesse Owens, dead of lung cancer at 66.
Isn't it crazy that Jesse Owens smoked?
Oh, back then everybody did, though.
But I mean, like,
he would smoke right before he'd go out and run.
Isn't that unbelievable? Oh, like, how great of an athlete are you if you, like,
well, but
smoked a cigarette and then won a gold medal?
But that was before they invented lung cancer, so it was okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why if you watch Mad Men, they hadn't invented lung cancer at the time. It wasn't until the 70s they said, oh, you can't do this. But even then, there would be guys sitting in the dugout smoking during baseball. 1969, Dwight D. Eisenhower, dead of heart failure at 78.
Guy, he had an important job.
He did, and I think he's in my top 10 presidents.
Yep.
1953, Jim Thorpe, versatile American athlete, dead at 64.
Not of lung cancer, though, right?
No.
Thankfully.
Ludwig von Beethoven, dead at 56 in 1827. And in 1727, Isaac Newton, English.
Isn't it crazy that Keyboard Cat and Beethoven died 1 week apart?
It is.
I mean, I don't think that's...
Two of the songbirds of our generation.
I don't think that's a coinkydink.
And Isaac Newton was 84 years old in 1727. That's like 120 now.
Before the Big Apple fell on his head.
Yeah, that's right. Boy, if he... Never mind. Okay, porn stars. Here we go. 2010, Edelberto Gonzalez.
Is that a girl?
I don't know. Its name is Edelberto.
Edelberto sounds
like
a dude.
I'm going to guess guy. Yeah, it does sound like a guy.
God, I'm not very good at dudes. What year was this?
2010.
I'm going to guess he was involved in a murder, maybe a murder-suicide.
He was murdered.
Okay.
I don't know. Gonzalez was murdered.
Mr. Gonzalez.
Mr. Gonzalez.
Him. His porn name was Mr. G.
Yeah.
C.
2006, Angela Devi. Dead from...
2006. I'm going to go a drug overdose. Was it a car wreck?
No, it was suicide by asphyxiation.
Oh, man.
Another popular...
I thought only dudes did that.
No. Sometimes dudes help them asphyxiate.
Man.
There is that.
Well...
Glad somebody got that.
The more
one.
You know.
And that, my friends, is your deaths for March 28th, 2018, the year of our Lord. So, there you go. Wow, been a very interesting show today. So, it's never a dull moment around here. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had some fun shows over the last few months, and I think today's up there for me. Actually, this week's been pretty good. I mean, I think I really enjoyed you yelling at me.
I yelled at you?
Yeah.
About what?
Yesterday. Kirk Cousins.
Oh, please.
It's so funny. I love that I have another topic to get you Stephen A-ing.
I just think that you were wrong on that, and you didn't want to back off.
No,
of it.
But you also like to just – my favorite thing is when you get where you think if you're yelling loud enough, then that automatically makes you right.
Yeah.
Nope.
Everyone knows that that's the rule.
Doesn't work that way.
That's the rule.
Just because your president does that. All right, guys. We've got one more little thing to tell you about, but we will see you back tomorrow in the usual time.
Yep. Guys, 2018-19 Rockets season tickets, they're on sale now. You can reserve your Rockets VIP experience like never before. For the first time ever, you can lock in your ticket price for the next three seasons with a three-year club seat ticket package. Three special seasons, one special price. No need to worry about the price of season tickets going up, which they will if the Rockets keep winning. Also, if you buy now, you get priority for this year's playoff tickets, and the Rockets are probably going to play a lot of playoff games this year. The three-year VIP plan is offered for the club seats only, but all other price levels are on sale as well already. Go to Rockets.com or give them a call, 713-627-DUNK, to get yours today. That's Rockets.com or 713-627-DUNK for Rockets season tickets.